This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or what you can do, friends, is give us a phone call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Boy, oh boy, folks, are we in it. Again, just going back, recollecting some of the things, being quickened in heart as to the, some of the things that we have seen forthcoming. And in saying that, friends, it's just absolutely amazing to me how intense things really are and how really intense they are getting and becoming on a daily basis in this country, friends. As I've shared so many times in the past and I share again today, is the fact that when America stands down, we add strength to tyranny. And we can see to the degree of strength that we are adding to tyranny by allowing this administration to continuously kick the can down the road. And as they do that, what they want to do is they want to continuously manipulate the law, constitutional law, concerning amnesty, concerning folks, I can go from A to Z and just highlight everything that this administration that has done that is completely criminal in every sense of the word. It's time for the American people to understand that you are a blood-bought nation. There's hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution through their sacrifice. They showed and have shown their love through their sacrifice for mankind. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brothers. Well, we see that from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, them men and women that are 6 feet under the ground sacrificing themselves to give us the gift called freedom. Both in the natural and in the spiritual, because God has shed his grace upon America through his son, Jesus Christ. But I say this, and let me take it to the natural, to the spiritual, and the spiritual to the natural. God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America, and it's time for the American people to stand up and understand the price paid for their liberties and bless God, both in the natural and in the spiritual. What's going on in this country today, friends, is absolutely incredible. It's a culture war that's at war with God. And we know it happens because we can look back and study the past and study history to know what happens when men fight against God. To he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And here we are. We're daring the justice of God by tolerating the crimes of this administration, who means to upend, to destroy America and its sovereignty and its constitutional authority and sovereignty to give way to something called a New World Order. Now, I know people think that that's just way out there. Well, at least that's the case 50 or 60 years ago. Case in point, I was on Facebook at one time and I was posting something and somebody told me, it was an older gentleman, he said, I remember back in the 50s and 60s when people were talking about the things that we're dealing with today that are a reality today, They were talking about how this was a theory. This was a conspiracy theory. Well, we can see it's not a theory any longer, friends. Conspiracy is real. Conspiracies happen within. And just to prove my point, it was actually President Bill Clinton, that murderous administration. There's 147 dead people around his administration and his wife's administration. And now when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, we can see that he has Bill Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes towards the American people. But going back to Bill Clinton's, it's interesting that someone had said something to him about government and his power in government. And in his confusion, he blurted out the truth, suspecting probably that it would never get back to the ears of the American people. But he said that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Mm-hmm. And we also know that we can go back to a guy named Theodore Roosevelt, who was a progressive back in the 30s that America laughed off and thought, no big deal. Well, you know, how bad can it really be, or how bad can it really get? Well, go ahead and take a look now, friends, with the can kicked down the road this far to the present. Interestingly enough, he said that nothing in politics happens unless it's first planned. Amnesty, friends, do you think this wasn't first planned? Do you think this isn't a part of the plan to disarm the American people, to institutionalize global educational schemes like International Baccalaureate or Common Core, or the abortion agenda, which is a global scheme, and the homosexual agenda, which is a global scheme? Folks, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy, and it's happening in the face of the American people 24/7. We see how corrupt the media is become. We see that we can't trust a thing that they say. We can't believe a thing that this criminal administration has to tell us, the American people, any longer, because at every step that someone pulls a curtain back on this criminal in the White House, guess what you find? You find crime, of course. And what is crime? It's to sin. And what is sin? To violate moral law, God's moral law. And that's where we're at today. In America, if we loved what we had, namely, again, that gift called freedom, would we really tolerate the crimes that we see through this administration on a daily basis? If we really love our freedom, we will not tolerate crime whatsoever. And why? Because we understand the price paid for the liberties that we have, and namely those in our families, friends, that have sacrificed to give their all to give us what we have today. And again, what is it? Freedom. Now, the encouraging point is, and the encouraging part is, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to right the wrongs. And if the American people in the 315 million ratio and the populace throughout the United States of America would deal with what is simply going on in this corrupt criminal administration, and by the way, I'm even talking about the good guys in government, friends. They are compromised. They are polluted from the inside out. It's an incurable wound. And I say that if America doesn't get back to our forefathers and their God, namely our God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, and His Son Jesus Christ, who fulfilled that Mosaic Institution, that is our downfall. America will be destroyed, and we can see what's happened in this country since America has allowed the government to play the demigod. And how is that working out for America? It's just simply not working out, is it, friends? Now, to say that, friends, I also want to let you know, there is no question that we are dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that is attempting to destroy this country. Listen to what I said. Less than 1.7% of the population is being used by this administration to attempt to destroy who you are. Now, when you do the math, does shame come upon you? Does your face get a little red, as in the case of someone that might be embarrassed for something that they tolerated? Because it should. Because that's what you're allowing to take place here. I've always said, and for those that have listened to me for years, is it not interesting that you have prophetically have been told months, years, things to come to pass now that we're in? Was it 2 years ago I told you that if this administration had the support that it needed, or it had, then why is it that they need the illegals to come across the borders? Because he doesn't have the support. But guess what, friends? He just illegally advocated something called amnesty for a bunch of illegal aliens to come into this country and to destroy it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Walton, Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One of the other things, friends, that I've shared with the American people on a consistent basis is the fact that President Barack Hussein Obama has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals to governmental, federal governmental positions in this country, and also transvestites, the likes of Kevin Jennings, who wrote the foreword for a book called Queering the Elementary Education. He was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama as America's Safe Schools Czar. And we know that his icon was none other than Harry Hay for an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association. And we also know that their slogan, what they would cry out during gay pride parades, is sex before eight, before it's too late. And if you think that's crazy, why don't you go ahead and look at some of the caucuses that the NEA, the National Education Association, has. Because they have a homosexual caucus, that wasn't good enough, so now they have something called a drag queen caucus. See, they want to demoralize your kids. And because if they can demoralize you, you need to understand that's how they mean to control you. But interestingly enough, it's just so over the top. It's so unthinkable what's going on in this country right now, friends, that it's astounding.
Yeah,
it's confounding.
And you know what's even more horrifying is the fact that you listen to people, you know, in particular news anchors, you know, they talk about murder and they talk about all these subjects that are just, I mean, appalling and horrible, and they laugh about it and they laugh it off and they make
today.
Yeah, and they make jokes about it. We were listening to some news anchors going back and forth today, and they were talking about how this person was, you know, brutally murdered and you had their throat slit and blah blah, and they were laughing about it and going back and forth. It's like, do you not hear yourselves? Do you not just hear what you said this crime was that was committed was murder.
Yeah,
someone was, slicing someone's
Jody
throat.
Arias, she shot her husband or her boyfriend in the shower, and then she slit his throat, almost decapitating him and then stabbing him several times. And you had two individuals on conservative radio debating back and forth, two attorneys laughing about it, talking about the death sentence.
Yeah, and so they, look at how far we in America.
They lightly esteem
exactly.
Yeah, their freedoms.
How far in America we have come, whether the issue is abortion or homosexuality or murder or whatever crimes are going on, we make light of it. I mean, do you not hear yourselves? Can you imagine our founding forefathers listening to this conversation right now? They would be, it's no laughing matter. Nothing's funny about what's going on in America today. But the sad part about it is too many people, as you mentioned, there's 315 million people in America, and too many people sit back and do nothing when we have every opportunity in the world to right the wrongs, go forward, take back this nation as one nation under God. But it's a matter of people making the choice to say, listen, what's more important, your freedom or what you're doing on a daily basis, your game, your entertainment, your whatever
well,
it may
think,
be.
I think it exemplifies and it exhibits the entitlement attitude for those that complain about those that are up and coming, namely the younger generation, that you complain about their entitlement attitude. They expect something for nothing. Well, people that take their freedom for granted, they're doing the same thing. So
that's
what's
right.
the difference?
Mm-hmm.
And really what it comes down to, especially when you look at the price paid, you have a bunch of people in America fraternize with the enemy because they tolerate what he does to them.
Right.
And what's interesting as well is the American people don't believe that it ever can touch them. But when it does touch them, then they begin to realize the severity of what was told to them years prior.
Yeah, how many times do you have groups such as, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving and things like this? They emerge. When do these things emerge? They emerge after tragedy strikes. So often, you know, instead of prevention is better than cure, what we do is we wait for destruction to happen, then we quick try to remedy the problem. It's not going to work that way. Your goal in life should be to stop the destruction before it even occurs. Then you eliminate things like jail and rehabilitation and Alcoholics Anonymous.
Great point. We were just talking about this, and this is great talk because it's real and it brings about resolve, and it's important that we bring about resolve. But someone had actually called me and said, hey, did you see this video where this guy gets pulled over by a police officer? And once the police officer approaches his truck, he gets out of the truck. Then he starts to dance around. He starts to bob his head real quick at the police officer's face. Instead of the police officer dealing with this lunatic kook, what he does is he stands back and he just yells at him over and over and over again to subdue himself. Well, he doesn't subdue himself. This police officer, soft judges produce hardened criminals, allowed him to actually go back to his pickup, to go in the back behind the seat of his pickup, grab his gun while the police officer is still watching everything that he's doing, yelling at him, telling him to knock it off and to subdue himself. The guy pulls out a gun and he starts to shoot the police officer, and then he ends up shooting him right through the eye socket and kills the cop.
Mm-hmm.
20 years later, the man is still in jail. 20 years later, the cop killer is still in jail.
Being fed, taken care of.
Three squares the deal, given everything, school, education, degrees, everything is taken care of. In other words, crime is encouraged. It's encouraged, friends, because it's a $64 billion a year bureaucracy. It works for criminals, right? It's also forced labor. That's another issue. But in saying that, friends, what's interesting is 20 years later, this cop killer, guess what? He's so emboldened now that he's trying to get off death row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if people understand justice and judgment here, which is the guardian of liberty, but I live in Minnesota. And they have these museums here in Minnesota. And it's interesting that they have a metal jail outside, no windows, no nothing. If a crime was committed, he was actually judged. He would be thrown in jail overnight, and he would be judged the very next day.
Right.
Now it takes up to a year, to 2 years, to 3 years, to 4 years. Why wouldn't somebody be encouraged or emboldened to commit the crime? And it's the same thing with the American people that sit down and tolerate their government to do to you what you allow to do to you, what you allow them to do to you. It is sick. And it is sick to the nth degree. And if that is not fraternizing with the enemy, then what is? I need to get back to my point. Did you want to say something?
Well, I have some family members who have friends, well, friends, whatever you want to call them, but I've heard plenty of stories of people who will commit small crimes right before the winter starts so they can go to jail for 3 months.
That's
because
right.
Because it's someplace warm, they have shelter and food every day.
That's a fact.
I mean, they can do better for themselves in prison than they can, well, not that they can do better, because if they put themselves together and did it, then they would
their
have
mentality.
Better.
Their
mentality. They're losers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're losers, and they're dependent upon the taxpayers to spend their money to support these criminals in the first place. So what do? You encourage them to commit the crime so
right.
they can go back to jail
you,
to be taken care of.
You validate the crime by giving them what they want.
It's sick.
That mentality is just pathetic.
Since we're on this vein, mm-hmm. I still want to get back to this because it's important people understand that Barack Hussein Obama, one of his buddies, a homosexual HRC founder, Terrence Patrick Bean, was just arrested now for raping a 15-year-old boy. Now, keep in mind, going back to this point, that Barack Hussein Obama has appointed the 225 radical homosexuals because they're easily compromised men. You can control these people. And these people are also used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution. John Adams said, in contrast, our constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Okay? But in saying that, there was just an ICE investigation that was done not too long ago through Brian Bender, Boston Globe. Do your homework. Go to Google. The ICE investigation found out that 5,000, not 1,000, not 2,000, not 3,000, not 4,000, but 5,000 members were caught. I said 5,000 members were caught. Just think about how many didn't get caught. But through this ICE investigation, they found that 5,000 members of the Defense Department in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. Okay? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Okay, so what happens to those men that have been busted, and why hasn't the law come down upon them? Well, the Attorney General, the criminal himself, Eric Holder, he said that we don't have the resources.
Yeah.
No. We got a bunch of men that we can now control, just like Mussolini said, the dictator.
Right.
We're looking for the lowest scoundrels because those are the kind of guys we can control.
Yep.
And so we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, but let's go back to this crime. Let's go back to the advocacy of crime concerning our weak justice system. And I'm talking about corrupt judges. There's a lot of good judges, too, but there's a lot of bad, corrupt judges. Do you remember back in 1992, the man that was busted drinking and driving 18 times?
Yeah.
Folks, listen to this. You know what he did? He was encouraged by the judge 18 times. Forget about the 12,000 people that were slaughtered on the road that year through drunk drivers who don't understand what it's, you know, to actually obey the law. But interestingly enough, he said to that individual that was busted 18 times to move closer to the liquor store. I hope you think that's funny, because it's not going to be funny when it's you or your family member that's at the end or on the road with one of these criminals that doesn't understand what it's like to actually obey the law, as I said earlier. I mean, just go back, friends. You know, you couldn't do this in America. As a matter of fact, if you go to some foreign countries, if you drink and drive, the very first offense, because they value life, they will put you in front of a firing squad. And it's also interesting to note, speaking of abortion, and we're talking about soft judges who produce hardened criminals, it's also interesting to note that if you were to abort a baby at the turn of the century in this country, you'd go to prison for 99 years. Now that's all you have to do is just put up a little money. Put it in the coffers of the criminals themselves that sanction the murder of innocent. Now, folks, it's up to you, because, again, you need to understand that you are the law, but you have to enforce that law. We'll be right back.
Do you have... No need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency. Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I got one of those toots today.
Yeah.
But it's a good toot.
A righteous toot is good.
Righteous indignation.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Is really what it comes down to.
You know,
tell
we were
us
talking
the story
about
of Albertville.
Okay, so we were in Albertville, Minnesota. They've got an outlet mall there. We were getting some clothes for our boys, and we were in a kids' store of all places. And we were in this store, and, you know, I was busy running around trying to find different pants and so on. All of a sudden, I look at Bradley, and he walked up to the counter, and he said something like, I think you might want to check that dude out because he's just making out of your store. And I actually thought you were maybe joking or something. Because you kind of had your eye on him. So you tell about the part of you.
I don't know what I'd be joking about. I mean, I don't think it's funny when someone riffs somebody off.
I didn't even know that you were serious when you came
in. We were in a little
kid's
store, and we walked in, and I noticed this dude. He just came in as suspicious as all could be.
Yeah.
And it was all over him.
With a bag.
With a bag in his hand. And I looked at him, and I noticed that he was looking around, so I was trying to look at him through my peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing that, I knew right away in my heart instinctively, through discernment, this dude's up to no good.
Right.
And interestingly enough, I looked over, and I noticed he had a bag, and I said, yep, he's up to no good. And I noticed he kept going, looking back and forth, obvious as all could be, right? And I seen him dropping stuff in the bag. And then I walked up to the counter because I didn't know what I could lawfully do because I know how I would respond to that. I would go grab the individual and hold him until the cops got there.
Yep.
Well, what I didn't know is there was a cop there. I walked up to the front desk and I said, ma'am, I just want to let you know that you got a guy in your store trying to rip you off right now. And I turned around, and the Joker, what she did is when I was telling her, she must have looked right at him.
Yep.
And then he started to walk out real quick.
Right.
And so I started to follow the guy outside of the store, and I wanted to know what I could lawfully do. Go
right.
For
now,
it.
Now, here was what I was going to say is, so she looked at him, and then she started following him out the store. And so he had got a little ways away, and she said, sir, do you want to come in here and pay for those items? And he turned around like, oh, like he was going to turn around and walk in and pay for them. And then as soon as she walked in the door thinking that he was walking right behind her, he just bolted as fast as he could and ran away and split.
On the way out, a guy was right next to me. And I, as I looked at her, she comes back in. I said, ma'am, I just want to know, what is it that I can lawfully do to help?
Right.
And there was a cop right next to me, and he said, I'm a police officer. And I said, well, what is it that we can do? And the cop looked at me, and this is what he said. The cop said, he said, these people, you can do nothing to. He said, because when they get caught and they stand in front of the judge basically slaps their hand.
Right, and
they're encouraged to commit the crimes. And there's nothing we were told by this police officer that we could do concerning those that steal from the stores. So guess what they do? They talk to their buddies. Hey, man, they're not going to do anything
good. Yeah, exactly.
So go hit the store.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is this, you know, this guy got away with it and everything. And we're thinking, you know, like, well, can't you just, you know, what are you supposed to do? We're talking to this lady, and she said, you said, well, can you hold him? And she said, no, we're not allowed to physically, you know, touch them. She said, because, you know, they're afraid of us, you know, getting hurt or whatever. And what they do is, if they do get them caught, I was told by this other lady several days later,
if they do get caught, yeah,
they'll suspend them from coming to that mall. Like, you're not allowed to go. It's like, ooh, big deal. So let's go to a different mall. I mean,
well,
you know.
You know, you slap my left hand, I'm going to give you my right hand to slap.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Of course.
Wow. You know, instead of going back to Deuteronomy 22, where Scripture tells us that if you steal, you restore fourfold.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't America enforce the laws that way anymore? Why is crime encouraged? And I wonder if the crimes are encouraged concerning those judges that slap their hands.
Right.
I wonder what would happen if they got their, you know, something that they, well, let's say their house. Someone broke into their house and robbed it. I'll tell you what, I bet you they'd be asked attempting to bring forth legislation to stricken, you know, to bring forth a stricter law concerning those criminals.
Yep.
You know, but it always seems to happen. It has to happen that way before people actually wake up. And again, it jacks me up to no end. And we could tell stories like this all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got to get to my actual content here today, which is the militant homosexual Larry Brinken and this other individual from the human rights communities that was just actually busted for crimes against a 15-year-old boy. I said the 15-year-old boy, which, by the way, are also friends with Barack Hussein Obama. I just thought I would share that with you. But before we do that, friends, I want you to hear this carefully. Hearken unto me, O my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, he said, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. And it's also interesting that when I read scriptures that the law of God is written upon his heart and his mind, those that are born of the Spirit of Christ, the law is written upon their hearts and their minds. And nowhere can you find Jesus Christ abrogate the law or do away with the law anywhere. He always magnified the law. And by the way, that's why we have a military. That's why we have judges. That's why we have legislators. That's why we have representatives. They're there to magnify the law against the crime, not to blow the crime out, basically blow the crime up and make nothing or little of the law. But that's exactly what we have here in America today, is judgment completely turned upside down on its head. We're going to take this phone call real quick. We got Mr. Wilson from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Well, let me tell you something. Having been a former prisoner and stuff, I'll tell you, most people in there have not committed any crime, no victim, no crime. But unfortunately, the system runs on Roman admin law. And it's about making money,
yep.
Not necessarily focused on justice. It was such a big waste. It was a travesty. It was evil. But let me tell you something. The reality is, you know, this is a result of our sin. I mean, you know how you were just talking about Larry Brinken a minute ago? Oh,
yep.
You think that's bad? I live a few miles away from LAUSD, where they're trying to argue that the math teacher that slept with a 14-year-old, he's the victim. They're going to get the ACLU or somebody say, oh, well, you know, that's just his orientation. He's just attracted to a 14-year-old, you know. She's mature enough to have his baby, and Mr. Johnson's 50. Yeah, he's the victim. You're violating his rights. You're violating his civil rights to be a sex pervert. You're violating Larry Brinkman's rights because that's his persuasion. He has a right to be a filthy animal. And if you don't like it, you're a bully. 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 Come on.
Yeah. No,
You're a bully.
Of course. Hey.
Corruption and you talk about the truth in the Bible. You know, we can't have that in America. Bully!
Hey, I want you to go back really quick, Pete. I want you to explain what you meant by people that are in jail today. They haven't committed the crime. I'm just kind of curious to know what you meant by that.
I didn't say that. I said 80%. I was in prison.
Oh, I didn't hear you say 80%.
80% of those people, you know, have had a crime. There's no victim. I mean, very few of those people have actually had a crime where there is a victim.
Okay, so you're talking like drug crimes, so on and so forth.
Most of them are drug crimes or stupid stuff. I mean, in the state, they can't claim to be the victim and prosecuted at the same time. But very few of those people had violent stuff. And like you said, you know, they take the worst of the worst, the most violent and nasty, and they release them out there so that they'll do heinous things so that the system can say, oh, I told you so, I'm going to make more things to take your rights.
Yeah.
What the TV says about it and what really happens from firsthand experience is different. But if the public knew what's really going on behind the curtain, if you will, in so many areas, they'd have a heyday. But, you know, the Bible tells us all this stuff. It tells us what's going to happen. This is the last days, and...
You know, it's interesting, too, but like you said, if people knew really what was going on out there, they'd have a heyday, you know, and I agree with that. But I also know that people see what's going on out there in the broad daylight, and I'm waiting for the heyday. I mean, I'm waiting for people to really rise up, not, you know, 3 weeks of really being angry about a certain topic, you know, like Benghazi or Fast and Furious, and then all of a sudden we drop it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for a consistent, righteous anger that does not stop until justice is
done.
They count on you to pull back.
They totally do.
They count on you to fizzle out.
Well, that's a part of the process is to wear your opponents out, and that's exactly what they're doing. By the way, if that wasn't the case, why are they pulling all these emergency sessions up around Thanksgiving and around Christmas and New Year's?
Folks, you have your guard down.
Oh, totally. That's exactly when they do it. But for the sake of time, friends, thank you for the call, Pete, from California. We appreciate a good point, by the way. Let's go over to militant homosexual Larry Brinkman really quick, because I want people to understand he's a homosexual icon, okay? And what happened is... what I was doing is I was just scanning the internet to see what was going on in our world, and lo and behold, a man named Larry Brinkman popped up before my eyes. And for those that did not know his name, Larry Brinkman is a gay rights icon, okay? Well, the San Francisco Weekly reported that Larry Brinkman, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, appeared in court on a certain afternoon where he pleaded not guilty to 6 felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography. The charges came 3 months after Brinkman's 66th birthday, and he was arrested by San Francisco police, who claimed that he had been using the email address to view images of children as young as perhaps 1 year old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men, accompanied by highly racist commentary. Okay? Comments included, "I love especially the blank 2 year old getting nailed." This is the homosexual icon, Larry Brinkman. He said, "Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde blank is going to get." We're talking about kids 1 and 2 years old, friends. This is Larry Brinkman, the homosexual icon. He said, "White power, white supremacy, white blank rules." Huh. These are the victims.
Right.
Okay. Then on August 8th, the San Francisco Police Department seized additional computers belonging to Brinkman, which allegedly contained dozens of images of child pornography, according to the district attorney. And on September 20th, police arrested Brinkman again and booked him on child pornography charges. Folks, this is just one of many. Do you guys all remember Dan Savage?
Yes.
He was the one that was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. It gets better.
Yeah.
He's the mentally ill individual, dangerous and deranged individual that goes to schools And he picks up the Bible and he says, the Bible's nothing but a bunch of BS.
That's right.
He says the word. And then the students, what you don't hear about is the students standing up and walking out.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the individual that said he wanted to blank Rick Santorum.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to blank the blank out of Rick Santorum.
He licks doorknobs when he's sick at his opposition so that he doesn't get sick.
He's the guy that wrote a forward. Yep, and he wrote a forward to a book called Skipping to Gomorrah.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dude. He's also the guy that said concerning this political opposition that he wanted them to be dragged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. We're going to come back to another Barack Hussein Obama appointee and friend right after this. Founder Terrence Patrick Bean from...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Lott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsofliberty.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsofliberty.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Okay, so here we have it. Just got done exposing Mr. Larry Brinken for you. By the way, we actually called the San Francisco Police Department live so we could pick up on the investigator who was actually on that case. And I'm telling you what, I was trying to figure out, friends, if I was speaking to a man or a woman. So interestingly enough, you got the fox in the chicken coop down there, and obviously that's what's taking place. We also know that Mr. Larry Brinken is doing some time now. And to the degree that he does time, we're going to do a follow-up to make sure that he doesn't get through the cracks without the American people actually realizing what's going on. Because this kind of stuff, folks, is way, way over the top. Homosexual HRC founder Terrence Patrick Bean arrested for rape of a 15-year-old boy. Yet another high-profile gay victim, I'm adding that, of course, activist, has been arrested for homosexual assault on a child. Boy, it's amazing how children are always involved,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but Bradley, you know, you can't just categorize them. Oh, yeah, you're just saying that they're all doing this. No, I'm just trying to figure out why, when I look to Canada, why it's all about the kids. How they want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. And who wants to do that? The radical homosexuals that were for gay marriage. And what's the first thing they did? They attacked the church. Of course that's what they're going to do if you let them. And the second thing they did is they attacked the homeschoolers and told them that no longer can you teach your children that it's an abomination, homosexuality. No, folks, that's why it used to be illegal in every state, and it still is, according to God's moral law. Of course it is. And it's not called sin, it's called an abomination. But here we have Terrence Patrick Bean, and we got a video, by the way, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The article is called Homosexual HRC Founder Terrence Patrick Bean Arrested for Rape of a 15-Year-Old Boy. And I watched a 2-minute and 2-second video of him and Barack Hussein Obama palling around.
Yeah.
And that's amazing how this guy's got a bunch of pedophiles around him, isn't it? We know Barney Frank, you know, the guy that was attacking our military. The guy that threatened the American people and said, two down, one to go. If you think you've seen something from the homosexual lobby, you haven't seen nothing yet. Listen to this, friends. And you see, you know what's interesting is you see the homosexuals attack everybody and anybody that doesn't agree with them. And guess who else is now in bed with them? No pun intended. The NFL. Folks, this is an agenda that is going to destroy this country. You rest assured, because I'll tell you what, these folks, they are sure making way for Sharia law real quick, aren't they? Because that's exactly what it's about. Because once they end up, they use the homosexuals to upend the Constitution. Well, guess what? When that's gone, then they want to implement something else for a new global initiative. And if you think I'm crazy, you might just want to ask Barack Hussein Obama, who is actually overseas in Europe, calling for a new world order, just like George W. Bush was over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit in the 90s. But this is when Barack was actually a senator, friends. And you know what? He was threatening the American people and the people worldwide, saying there is no other way. Well, you can just go back to the pedophile Henry Kissinger himself and understand exactly, maybe define out exactly what Barack was saying. Because it was actually the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, that said, listen, those that resist the New World Order, he called them terrorists. That goes into another story. Who's creating the terror? Of course they are. The globalists are. You create the crime. You create the inciting of the people. And then you bring in the answer. Well, guess who's responsible for creating the chaos? Those that want the New World Order. Nothing new under the sun. Every dictatorship does that. But it's interesting to note, when we go back to the pedophile Henry Kissinger, man, he defined it over and over and over again. So who is a terrorist? Those that resist the New World Order. So who are they using to upend? Who are they using as a political battering ram to give way to a new world order government? And don't sit there and say the UN doesn't have any business, friends. Keep in mind, through World War I, when Mr. Wilson couldn't bring forth the human rights, remember he wanted to bring forth a UN, United Nations global government per se, and he couldn't do that. Through the League of Nations back during World War I. So through World War II, guess what they created? Something called the United Nations. And guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to give the United Nations power for what? Power to control not just America, but the globe. And you need to understand, and going back and kind of painting this picture a little bit broader for you, when you begin to look at what they're teaching kids in public schools, they're trying to normalize the homosexual agenda for the time that they have. And see, the homosexuals are too ignorant. So, folks, I have to tell you this because they won't listen. You need to understand that they're too ignorant to understand that they're being used. And I'm talking to the effeminate homosexual. I'm not talking about the masculine homosexual, the radicals, because those are the ones that I'm in the ring with constantly. See, because these people don't play fair. There's nothing lawful about what they do. And I'll tell you what, once you have them attack you just once, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And see, America is allowing this to go on. So what do we see now? Well, we see homosexual HRC founder Terrence Patrick Bean arrested for a rape of a 15-year-old boy. Him and one of his homosexual buddies. Terrence Patrick Bean founded the Human Rights Campaign, which is one of the world's largest, wealthiest, and most powerful anti-Christian organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make another point. Kevin Shipps, former CIA agent, he's a friend of ours. He told us, he's written about it, that the objective for this administration is to upend America's Constitution and its Christian heritage. What's under attack, friends? And once they, well, if you turn your back, you can't say, look what they got rid of God. No, God is within you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Right? And let me say this. No devil in hell can take out of you what God puts in you. As a matter of fact, it's the other way around, because the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. And it was Jesus that said to his church, that, listen, I give you all power over the works of the enemy. Not some, but all. Okay? Just ask Paul. Ask any of the apostles. How did it work out for the enemy? It didn't. They realized that they were witnesses of the resurrection, and it wasn't a good place to go after, namely those that were anointed of a just and a holy God, whatsoever. But it's interesting how many times people just sit there and talk about the devil and the lawless and the criminals and so on and so forth. No, let's enforce the law, because that's why they call him the lawless one. He hates the law. Yet the law is written upon our hearts and our minds, friends. And if we love our freedoms, guess what we're going to do? We're going to enforce the laws of our constitutional republic, which is based off of common law, against all crime, not some crime. And if you're okay with crime in your governments, in your communities, in your states, in your cities, that's fine. Don't do anything about it, because you're on the same side. If you're not a part of the answer, then you're a part of the problem. And that's exactly what the Word of God teaches us. And we are called to be the light of the world, and light reproves darkness. It doesn't patty cake with it. It doesn't play with it. It doesn't debate it. It deals with it lawfully. And that's what America needs to come back to. We need to come back to our Christ, because without him, folks, you're doomed. And I'm not just talking about the state of America today. I'm talking about, in general, your personal salvation.
Right.
So,
last
segment.
I know. Last thing, when you go and you're looking at all these different crimes and so on and so forth, and you look who, you know, people are hanging out with the president, you're looking at homosexual HRC founder, this Terrence Patrick Bean, you look and you think, this is amazing. You know, our caller that called earlier was saying, you know, I'm waiting for the, if American people knew what was really going on, they'd throw a hissy fit, they'd have a heyday. Listen, the American people see what's going on in broad daylight.
I was just going to say that. It was good what Pete said, but you're exactly right. America does know what's going on.
That's right.
It is the most transparent government ever in the history of America, if you judge them by their fruit.
That's exactly right. And you see all the crime after crime after crime after crime. And we are waiting, you know, for that hissy fit, that heyday. We want people to be able to rise up and do something about the problems that we see. And the Sons of Liberty is all about giving hope and all about causing you to be put to action and pushed to action. We need to understand that a dead thing goes with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it, as G.K. Chesterton said. So it's up to us to do something about the problems that we see. And if you say, I want to be a part of the answers, not a part of the problems, not a part of all the doom and gloom, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We cannot continue to do what we do and fight the good fight of faith unless we have the support from people across America who think the same way, who understand our Christian biblical heritage founded upon the Bible and the Constitution. If you say, listen, I want to support you guys, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com to find these articles that we talk about day in and day out on the radio show. And if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com again, you can also become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means, you support on a monthly basis what you can to be able to help keep us out there. We were just in Arizona last week. We're going to be in several different places coming up here in the up and coming months. We'll let you know more about those in the future. But we also have great products. If you go to our store, we've got the Christmas season coming up. What better gift can you give this season than the gift of truth? You know, you say, listen, I got this hard-headed, you know, aunt and my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law. They don't listen to a word I say. Listen, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the store, get them a My War comic book, give them a graphic novel, give them a book, a CD, a DVD to say, hey, you know, I listen to this guy on the radio, I'd value your opinion. You're thinking, how can I reach these people, because I'm sick and tired of pushing my head against the wall.
I've heard about 14 question marks, so let's just give the answer here, right?
The point is this, I'm giving the answer. The answer is go to the website, get the product information, support what we do, and we'll do this thing together.
The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. Dante. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.